You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And now to mellow the vibe out, a beautiful track by Ichiko Aoba called Asleep Among Endives. This is picked for us by Crystal of Phoebe Rings, and we're going to have a chat with Crystal about why she's picked this track very shortly. This is stunning. Such a beautiful track. Morena Crystal.
Morena Rachel.
How are you?
I'm feeling very great.
I'm feeling relaxed now that we've got this playing.
Yeah, actually, I was driving through a traffic jam listening to the song and it really calmed me down.
Good way to start the day. Crystal of Phoebe Rings in the studio, because you guys are finally able to celebrate after a year of cancellations and postponements thanks to COVID, your beautiful EP at the Basement Theatre with a special lineup of artists supporting you as well. I am keen to hear a little bit about what you guys have been working on, because a year is a long time and this gig has been highly anticipated. But that's why we've asked you to bring in some tracks, because I know you've been working on some new stuff. Why have you picked us Ichiko Aoba this morning?
Well, I find her quite like a sanctuary almost. It's her melodies, her chords are always, there's something really special about it and something very pure and fragile and beautiful about it. So I guess when I'm looking for quiet inspiration, I try and go to her stuff.
Totally. And you were saying as well that Simeon and the band, you were both independently big fans of Ichiko.
Yeah, isn't it always really fun when you kind of like an artist quietly, and then you share it to a friend, and then you find out that they're also into them?
Totally. It feels like you're in a secret club together or something.
Totally. And then now we're like messaging each other about her tour information and her upcoming album information.
That's awesome. So what has Phoebe Rings been working on? Because it's been a long time coming to get this gig finally to happen, and we're glad it is happening. But you've not been, you know, resting on your laurels. You have been squirreling away, working on some bits and pieces.
Yeah, so there's Simeon's flat that has like a sound system and everything. And then we all wear headphones so that we're not disturbing the neighbours and do like a quiet recording jam.
That's so lovely. That's so nice. And yeah. What's the recording process been like for you guys? Has it been fun? Has it been quite easy? Have you found inspiration has just flowed?
I think I mentioned it before in like a last interview, but we've all been writing songs together.
That's cool.
Well, we each write a song and then we shared it in our jam session. And we have been all so, so impressed by each other's songs because we're all like fans of each other,
yeah.
But also we write very different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it is quite difficult when you're trying to share your own song, and like songwriting together can be, you know, you might have disagreements or something. But I think we've been very respectful and we genuinely liked it. So it's been
fun. Totally. Oh, it sounds very exciting. We're going to listen to another track that you've picked us that's kind of putting us in the world of where you've been while you've been creating. This is by Jerry Paper. What can you tell us about this song?
This song is actually, Jerry Paper, who is an American artist, I think based in LA. It was Alex's recommendation.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and he was mentioning about how, well, I said that I didn't know Jerry Paper, and then he said, how could you? You absolutely have to check him out. And then we all had a listen, and it's so quirky and it's so lovely. And I think it also has a little bit of a jazzy kind of element,
yep.
But always like another thing, like I think I inevitably have jazz experience, influences.
Yeah.
But heading in not like blatantly jazz way.
Totally.
Really liked it. And I particularly like the music video of the song because
cool.
It's about like Jerry Paper being a miniature and then drives his like mini car on a road trip after his like, I think there's Elmo and some other stuffed doll friends saying, you gotta, you know, experience the world.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, dream band lineup there.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to Just Say Play by Jerry Paper, and then we'll have a bit more of a chat about the gig after this. We've got Crystal from Phoebe Rings in the studio.
It's constant flow. I feel the weight of time supreme. Then I stare reality in the eyes. Baby, it's just a game that we're playing. Through with a book, we'll just make it up.
Game that we're playing.
Oh, I love this track, Crystal. This is awesome. Jerry Paper with Just Say Play. That's a beautiful song there.
Yeah, I really like this song.
Shout outs to Alex from Phoebe Rings for picking that one this morning. It's definitely got an Alex vibe about it. You can hear an AC Freezy sound in there too, for sure.
Totally agree.
We have got Phoebe Rings. We've got Phoebe from Rings in here. We've got Crystal from Phoebe Rings in the studio this morning, chatting about some cool sound influences that you might sort of hear throughout the next album from Phoebe Rings, which is very cool, but also about a much anticipated gig, which has been knocked about by COVID and is finally happening in just over a week, the 13th of August at Basement Theatre. And this is a really special version of Phoebe Rings because you've got a string quartet and a harpist playing with you. Tell us a little bit about who's joining you.
We do. It's going to be a very fun gig. going to have a lot of people involved. We will have Rewind Fields opening for us, which is excellent.
Awesome.
And also, the string quartet is very special too because we've got Nick Dow, my friend, who also does original music. It will have Tim Shacklock and Rachel Wells. They're both cello. And then we've got, yeah, Nick Dow and Yu Jung on violin.
That's so yeah. Awesome. Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
And we've got a harpist. And this is Indy, who you might know. She does incredible music. She's a genius. And yeah, she'll be playing harp for us.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds like a dream lineup, to be honest. And a very cool setup that you've got too, because you're playing two shows, actually, on the 13th of August. One is a really nice early show at 5:30 p.m. And then you've got another session at 8:30 p.m. later in the evening. And this, because it's at a theatre, I think a broader range of ages can come along as well. So if you've got younger folks in your life who might want to head along to something like this, this could be a cool time to maybe take them with you to a gig, which would be really awesome. And tickets are from Basement Theatre, and I reckon you don't want to muck around on that. Any sort of exciting things you're particularly looking forward to, Crystal? It sounds like it's going to be a very special evening.
We will have some new songs as well.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to hear that. I think we should listen to one of the classics now, though. Spisky, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll see you at the theatre.
Thank you so much.
La 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 la
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.